Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In a world in which animals are surrounded by vegetation, Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts Professor of Biology Emily Mooney takes a look at the interactions between plants and animals.
Why do we have a green world? Given that for any one plant, there may be scores of hungry, hungry caterpillars and other herbivores that would like to eat it, how is it possible that there are any plants left out there? Ecologists have come up with two reasons for our green world. For one, herbivores, those critters that like to eat plants, are themselves food for some other such organism. The limitation of herbivore populations by predators is known as top-down control. In fact, when predators have been removed, herbivore populations can skyrocket. For example, the decline in sea otter populations meant that herbivorous sea urchins literally ate themselves out of house and home by overgrazing kelp forests. Plants are not just sitting ducks, however, just waiting to be eaten. Because plants can't run away from their attackers, chemical defense mechanisms are essential. Plants produce a wide array of sophisticated chemicals to deter and damage herbivores, and we rely on this storehouse of chemicals for many of our herbs, spices, and drugs. Chemicals can also play a role in top-down control. When herbivores chew on leaves, scented airborne compounds are released. You've experienced these chemicals yourself if you've ever smelled fresh mown grass. The predators and parasites of herbivores, such as wasps and flies, can pick up on these little cues, which essentially say, hey, there's a caterpillar here. Come and get it. So why do we have a green world? We can thank bottom-up, top-down control of those hungry, hungry caterpillars and other things that would like to eat our green world. I do not take it for granted the fact that plants are there, creating our atmosphere, regulating our climate, and giving us food.
That was Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts' Emily Mooney. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Overhead a cedar tree.